Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Sarah with Family First, I have the caregiver on the phone to speak with you.
Thanks, Sarah. Please stay on the line.
Hello?
Hi, Ms. Hall. This is Sarah. Is it okay if I put his name is James Hines. He's worked with us for a while. He's very good, and everybody really gets along with him. And I have him on the phone, so I'm gonna put him in, and we just need to work out a schedule, like days and hours. He does have another case that he's starting for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday until from 8 to 11. So those days he could work with you after that, but other days he's available, okay? Open availability. So hold on and I'll get him on the line.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, James. Are you here?
Yes.
All right, James. This is Brenda Hall. And just go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, Brenda.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Okay. I just need a personal assistant, somebody that can pick some things up from the store for me and help me with my, you know, as far as the apps on my phone, as far as, like, paying some bills. And light cleanup. I have trash bags that need to go out. For trash day. Okay. I mean, I can cook my own food, but I have low visibility. I had, went to the doctor I have glaucoma, so I can't get around like I used to because of low vision. So.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I have no problem with that.
Okay. And, Just checking in and making sure I'm okay and, you know, not falling down the steps or walking into anything.
Okay, that's totally fine. You're not asking for much. That's totally fine.
Yeah. It's just, you know, like I said, just low visibility because it's kind of scary walking around and you can't really see, you know, so it's.
Right.
That's basically, you know, like I said, I'm 63 years old. I have my faculties. I know what's going on. I mean, I know, you know, I'm clear as I know who's president, you know, I kind of know what's going on. But I don't really watch a lot of TV because of, I keep the TV on downstairs, but I don't really watch it, you know.
Okay.
So just, I don't know what the most, as far as the most amount of hours you can work a day because, you know, I don't want you sitting around, you know, bored to death because, like I said, I basically stay to myself. I stay in my room and, but I used to do a lot of writing, but I can't do that yet. So I just want to take one day.
As far as the hours is concerned, that's not really up to me. That's up to, you know, the agency or your insurance or however that works.
Yeah. So the minimum is 3 hours a day, 4 days a week. I mean, 3 days a week. I have here that you said 3 to 4 hours a day, 3 days a week. Is that okay with you guys?
That's fine.
Okay, so, and you want to keep it on like an every other day kind of schedule? So you want, we can do Monday and Wednesdays in the afternoons and then Fridays in the morning. Would that work for you guys?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. So we will do it from on Mondays from 1 to 4, Wednesdays 1 to 4, and then Fridays 9 to 12. Okay. And then we'll revisit and see if you decide that you want to use him for more hours. We can update it at that point. But in the meantime, I'm going to send you over the contract, and once we get it signed, we can start with your services. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you both so much. Do you have any other questions, Ms. Hall?
No, I don't.
All right, James, are you okay?
Yep, totally
fine. All right,
fine.
Guys.
Thank you.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.